time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach, you guys went into the break down by 10, but a 19-point swing in that second half. What were some of the things that came together and changed?
Well, Matt suggested that we go to the zone, and I think we mixed it up, zone on the makes and man on the miss, and that really broke their rhythm and broke their momentum. And we got the ball off the glass and got it into transition, and that was a big factor for us scoring points. We were struggling in the first half because we were taking it through the net because they were so efficient scoring against us. And I thought we treated the basketball like a hand grenade in the first half. You know, we wanted to get rid of it as soon as we touched it, and we rushed things. And then I thought we lacked discipline defensively also in that first half. Left our feet, gambled for steals, got beat back door, weren't in position in the gap. And, boy, we talked about it at halftime in a very calm and disciplined way. And sure enough, they got the message. They understood. They realized that that's what they worked on all week long. And they put it to the test in the second half. And of course, we made some big-time shots at big-time plays. Kellen was sensational. You know, whether it was at the rim or if it was off the three, and then John makes those two big daggers and foul shots, and Luke Frampton was there the whole game with his burying threes. So I thought this was a terrific win for us.
How important, Coach, was the inside-out game, at least to spark things early in that second half, getting to Luke, he was able to get it out quickly and open some things on the perimeter?
Well, you know, we really thought that we were stymieing our offense by being focused and locked in on getting it to Luka. But we allowed Luka to get open and work to get it to him with the intent of deflating the defense. And sure enough, our guys spaced extremely well. And, of course, we know what a great passer Luka is, and he delivered the ball. He had two assists, but we got those next ones, and there were a lot more assists that came from his passes inside out.
Coach, it looked like in the second half also, you went back to your game plan and stayed connected. They weren't shooting the gaps as well in the second half. St. Bonaventure wasn't in terms of getting those
I think
mid-range shots.
Exactly. I think, Perk, that the mix in defense is going from zone to man took their rhythm away. Yep. They had a lot of flow in that first half where they came down, and we were going to go to the zone with about a minute and a half to go, and I said to Matt, no, because we don't want to expose it now. They'll go in the locker room and do something to draw up something about it, then let's hold it in our back pocket till the second half. And then Matt says, let's go with the second half start, and we did the second half start. And in that first round, the first 4 minutes of the second half, I think we really inched away, and I think we outscored them maybe 4, 5, 6 points, and it gave our guys real lift, a real breathing room.
How happy with you, Coach, the intensity in that second half, because you guys brought more fire than they had, and that could have changed a little bit because the defense and parts of the game were changing as well.
Well, particularly so when you look at the numbers. We out-rebounded them 33-31, and there were many more misses by them in the second half than there were in the first half. So I think that our effort on the glass was exceptionally well when fatigue had set in, and we really gave that tremendous effort.
We know how hard it is to win on the road. How tough was it against the duo of Stockard and Lofton there in the first half? And Lofton's a pretty darn good player.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. If he's not freshman of the year in the conference, holy Christmas. That guy was really, really good. I don't know where he came from. I know he's a Jersey kid and went to Putnam Science. Wow, he's good. And, you know, we were accustomed to that after what they did with Jalen Adams last year and Mosley, you know, the two great guards they had last year. And, of course, Courtney Stockard's a handful. I mean, he's just tough as nails, interchangeable, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He does whatever he wants out there.
Coach, the other thing that really stood out to us is you just took care of the ball much better in the second half. I think they had 14 points off of turnovers in the first half. You only had 3 turnovers in the second half.
I'll take a pass on that one because we threw some passes in against their pressure down the last 2 or 3 minutes that, yeah. Oh, my goodness, they were inches away from being a pick six, you know.
We
still got to do a better job with our faking against pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, congratulations on win number 7, another hard-fought and well-earned victory here on the road in New York.
First one. Thank you, guys. Great. It'll be a great flight home.